This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
In this week's parsha, Parshas Vayera, the Ribbono Shel Olam sends malachim, angels, to inform, to be mevaser. Mevaser Sara Imenu that she's going to have a child. Torah tells us that when she heard it, she laughed. Batitzchak Sara Bekirba. Sara laughed. The Torah is clear that the laughing that she laughed was a complaint against her. It was a ta'ana. It was something that she did wrong. How do we know? Because we see clearly that the Ribbono Shel Olam turns to Avraham Avinu and says to him, "Lama zeh tzachaka Sarah? Why did she laugh?" And when she's told, "Why does she laugh?" her response is, "Lo tzachakti, I didn't laugh." And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, "No, you did laugh. Why do you laugh? Af." Umnam, Eile, it's not true. Hayipalem Hashem davar. Well, Hashem has difficulty to take care of this. Of course he could do it. So it comes out that the laugh was something which was wrong. Something which was a ta'ana, a complaint against Sarah. Yet, when the child is born, he is given the name Yitzchak. Who tells Avram to call him Yitzchak? This was in last week's parasha. Hashem tells Avram Avinu even before this episode. Even before the episode that Sarah laughed. In last week's parasha, when he informs Avram that he's going to have a child, he says, V'yeladet bein. And you should call the child Yitzchak. So, l'chayri, you see that the laughing of Sarah actually came after the name was already decided from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why is he called Yitzchak? If the laughing is something which is not good, it's a ta'ana. What did she say? She said, "Kol ha'shomea." Whoever hears that I had a child, Yitzachakli, will laugh, right? Tell me something. That's what she did. When she heard that she's going to have a child, she laughed. So it must not be a very good thing that people are laughing. Yet, we find that we call him Yitzchak. Imagine somebody does something wrong. So instead of concealing it, instead of hiding it, he names his first child after that story. Let's say a person had a machloket in the shul. And the Rav gets up and says, "How can you make a machloket?" And he names his first child machloket. You know, Yitzchak means to laugh. Rashi in last week's parsha says clearly, why was he called Yitzchak? Al Shem HaTzchayk. Rashi says clearly that the Yitzchak comes from the laughing. Because whoever heard that Yitzchak had a child was born when he was 100 years old laughs. As a matter of fact, even the name Yitzchak itself, Rashi gives a second pshat, has to do with the age of when Avram, how old Avram and Sarah was. Tzadik, right? Kuf, Avram was Kuf, Sarah was Tzadik, Yitzchak. So you see that the name is all about, he was Ben Skunim, look how old his parents were when he was born. And people laughed, and that's what we call him, Yitzchak. The Malbim says, what does it mean, Al Shem HaTzchok? What does Rashi mean? Rashi means that this point, which laughter? The laughter that whoever hears that Hashem gave a child to Sarah, and to Avram at such an old age, they're going to laugh. It's an unbelievable funny story. Look what's going on over here. So make up your mind. Is it a good thing that people are going to laugh? Is it a bad thing? How do you explain it? We get the impression that the tzchok was not a good thing. The tzchok was laughing. Kol ha-shomea yitzachak li. Interesting. Sarah was told, why did you laugh? What does Sarah turn around? She calls him Yitzchak. Why? Kol ha-shomea yitzachak li. Right? So that's not a good thing. The yitzachak li is a bad thing. The yitzachak li is something that you shouldn't call your son to remind you that you lived. And yet we call him Yitzchak. Why is he called Yitzchak? If the Yitzchak was a tana, the Yitzchak was a complaint, the Yitzchak was a bad thing, not a good thing. Don't name the child after something which is not a good event. Avera. So the truth is, Rabbeinu Bechaye explains that actually two people left. It's true that in this week's parasha Sarah laughed. But in last week's parasha, Avram laughed. It says clearly in the pasuk that Avram fell on his face and he laughed. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, it's not called Yitzchak because Sarah laughed, but actually it's called Yitzchak because Avram laughed. And it must be a good thing that Avram laughed, says Rabbeinu Bechaya. Because if it was a bad thing, you wouldn't call him after a bad thing. So you know what the question becomes? Why? If two people did the same thing, what you did, that's no good. But what I did is good. It sounds very much like a wife. A wife could do the same thing as the husband. But when the husband does it, it's no good. But when the wife does it, then it's good. Here's the other way around. The wife did it. That's terrible. That's no good. Avram did the same thing. Why doesn't Hashem say, what are you laughing for? Lama Zatachaka, what are you laughing for? The same way he screamed. The same way he screamed at Sarah and rebuked Sarah for laughing. He should have rebuked Avram Avinu for laughing. Hakuf is the kasha. That itself was the question. Unbelievable. Yeah. I want to tell you that there are many terutzim to this kasha. So first let's work a little bit to see the difference between Avraham and Sarah. The difference between Avraham's laugh and Sarah's laugh. Some of Farsha want to say that it says by Avraham, Vayoymer, right, Beliboy. Okay, the pasuk by Avram Avinu is in Perik Yud Zayin, pasuk Yud Zayin. Okay, so read the pasuk. It says clearly, "Vayoymer Avram Beliboy." No, go ahead, read. "Vayipal Avram Alpanov, Vayitzchak, Vayoymer Beliboy." Let's see. Calm down. It says like this. Vayipa Avram Alpana Vayitzchak. Vayoymer Beliboy. He said in his heart. So what is Vayoymer Beliboy? So some of Farshim want to say he didn't speak it out. In his heart, he said, Haleben Me'a Shani Yivalev. A person in his heart has the right to have question. A person in his heart could wonder. But if you speak it out, that already becomes a problem. While by Sora, Itaka says clearly, Batitzchak Sora Bekirba Leymar. So some want to say the Leymar, she spoke out, she expressed the Tzachak that was believable. Avram Avinu was Vayoymer Beliboy, and he didn't express what he said. So he had a little bit of a question, how could it be such a thing? Alright, it's not so bad. Yeah, but still, why would Hashem say to call Yitzchak after this event? not a good thing to question. And the answer, he wasn't really questioning. He was wondering. Okay, but still, I have to explain why would Hashem want that he should be called Yitzchak after this event. Yet by sorrow was Bikirbo Lamor. She expressed it. You expressed it, it's much worse. That's one pshat. There's another pshat in the Mefarshim, the exact opposite. Vatitzchak Sarah Bikirbo, she left inside Lamor. Lamar means it remained Bikirba. While Avram was Vayoymer Beliba, he said what was in his heart. So he expressed openly that he was laughing and wondering. And there's a klal, as the Tosefet Bracha, the Torah Tmim and the Sefer brings out over here in this Pasuk, that a Ganif is much worse than a Gazlan. A Gazlan comes to you out in the open, and he steals from you. A ganif does it hidden. Why does he do it hidden? Because he's afraid. You know, he doesn't want anyone to know. He doesn't want anyone to see. So when it's out in the open, it shows you're not afraid. So Avram Avinu Vayoymer, he said, Beliboy. Saying Beliboy, speaking out, so it means he didn't think he was doing anything wrong. He wasn't ashamed. While Sarah was Vatitzchak Sarah Bekir, but she did it hidden inside because she was ashamed of what she was doing. Because she knew there was something wrong with it. To the point we find later that when Hashem says, well, why'd you laugh? What? She said, I didn't laugh. What do you mean? If you laughed, you laughed. And the answer the Mefarshim says, because it wasn't out in the open. She laughed where?
Inside.
Inside. So she didn't remember, you know, sometimes a feeling, an emotion, you don't remember that, was I laughing? But if you laugh openly and you speak out openly, how could it be? So what, do you deny that you did it? Hashem tells you, you did this. You say, no, yeah, I didn't do it. To prove that actually she never really spoke it out. Okay, Rabotai, you hear the two answers? Again, we are addressing a simple question, the name Yitzchak. And I'm soon going to show you very interesting. Yitzchak's name was unique. We find clearly that the Rishonim say that the only one of the Avot that Hashem gave him a name was Yitzchak. Rashi Grada says that Yaakov Vino also, Ayikra Shema Yaakov, Hashem called him Yaakov. So the Torah Tzmima explains that it's a stira in different Chazal. That the Yerushalmi says only Yitzchak was given a name by Hashem. While Bavli, we'll go with what Rashi says later, that Yaakov was also given a name by Hashem. But if you learn like Yerushalmi, only Yitzchak. The Rabbeinu Bechaya in last week's parasha explains that that's why Yitzchak was the only one that his name did not change. Avraham changed from Avram to Avram. Yaakov changed from Yaakov to Yisrael. Yitzchak was the only one that it didn't change. Why? Because the name, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, came from Hashem. So it wasn't changeable. This is the way Hashem gave the name. As a matter of fact, my grandfather told me from the Netziv, I saw others say it as well, but could be that it's also from the Netziv, they heard it, or they got it from Svarim that quote the Netziv. If you notice that in this week's Pasha, when Yitzchak is born, they give him the name, Avram calls him Yitzchak, and then it says he made him a Brit Milah when he was 8 days old. Kasher Tzivo Yisrael Elokim. So the Netziv says, why is it that he was given a name right when he was born? Normally we give the name by the Bris. Here it says clearly in the Parsha that Yitzchak was given the name right away. Says the Netziv, it's very simple. Because normally the name is given by the parent when the parent decided what the name will be. So he gave it by the Brit. Here Hashem told him clearly in last week's Parsha, V'yoladet Bein, you'll give birth to a child and you'll call his name Yitzchak. So since Hashem clearly told him when your child will be born, you'll call him Yitzchak, he called him Yitzchak as soon as he was born.
Same thing.
And therefore, it says, Kasha Tzivo Oto Elokim. Simply, it's referring back on what? On the Brit Milah. That he did Brit, that's the end of the Pasuk. Vayom al Avram, it's Yitzchak Benoi, Kasha Tzivo Oto Elokim, says that it's Siv, that actually it's going back on the beginning part of the Pasuk too. He calls him Yitzchak. And he makes him a Bris Milah, Kasha Tzivo Oto Elokim. Because the name was also Kasher Tziva Yisrael Kid. The name Yitzchak, and therefore says Rabbeinu Bechai, says the Nitziv, that he named him as soon as the baby was born, like the Tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, Tzadikim, when they hear a Tzivui from Hashem, they do it right away. They do it exactly the way they hear it. You know, if he was a Bukharian, forgive me, and he would say, call him as soon as you have the baby, he would wait a day or two, you know. Yeah. If he was a Yekir, maybe he would wait an hour. Right? But since Avram was Yerei Shamayim, what did he do? At the moment. I can imagine Avram Avinu as a brisker would be standing there as the baby is born. The baby, as it's coming out. His name is Yitzchak. Why? Because Hashem told him, you'll give birth to a boy. So he doesn't have, tomorrow, 4 o'clock is not 8 o'clock. When he's born, it says, Yoladet Ben, and you'll call him Yitzchak. Probably Avram called him Yitzchak the minute his head came out. Maybe he even went to the Rav to ask a Shaila. Yeah, he maybe went to Shem and asked, when the head comes out, when the feet come out, Hashem said, when he's born, I have to call him Yitzchak. Yeah? You know, the Brisker Rav says something very nice in this week's parasha. It says that Hashem tells Avram, go out and count the stars. When Avram Avinu complains that he has no children, Hashem tells him, go outside and count the stars. So listen to the Lashon of the Pasuk. Says the Pasuk, Vayotze oto achutza, Vayoymer habit na shamayim usfar kachavim, Imtucha lisper oisa, Vayoymer loy, Kaye zaracha. So the Brisker Rav asks, he's talking to him. I said, is he talking? Vayotze oto achutza vayomer, Hashem says to him. So why does the Pasuk continue again, Vayomer loy, and he tells him, Kaye zaracha? It should continue. He took him out and he tells him, and part of the telling him is, Koye Zaracha. Says the Rav of Brisk, a beautiful pshat. Avram Avinu, the Dakdek, in the Tzivui of Hashem. Hashem, Vayotzeo Toachutza, Vayomer, and he tells him, look up and count. So the minute he heard count, he starts counting. So there was a stop, there was a break, there was a pause. Vayomer, and that's what he continued telling him. It's not like, go outside and then sit down and learn. And so you can continue telling because it's all the same conversation. For someone who's mitdakdek in the tzivui of Hashem, sit down and learn. So the minute he heard that, he sat down and learned. So there was a stop. Now Yoyim Elois, he continued talking to him, and he tells him, Svarak, Koye Zaracha. Why? Because Avram was mitdakdek. Mitdakdek. So here too, Avram was told, you'll have a child, and you call him Yitzchak. So you know when he called him Yitzchak? The minute he had his child. And that's what the Pasuk finishes, Kasher Tziva Elokim. The same way Hashem told him. What did Hashem tell him? Hashem told him that he should go name the child. Okay. I was thinking of something very interesting. Alright? Normally in the Torah, who calls the child a name? We find that the Imaot gave the names. Ayomel Leah, Vayomel Leah, Leah, Rachel. They all gave their own names. Binyamin was given by Yaakov because Rachel already died. So how come over here it says that Avraham gave the name? And the answer is, again, with the same thing like the Nitziv brings out, because Hashem told Avraham. It wasn't a name that was chosen. It was a name that was given and was commanded to Avram to give. V'yoladet ben v'karas. So who called him? Avram. Avram right away got up and called him Yitzchak. The question is, what does it say in the Pasuk? Which word, which name of Hashem does it use? It says like this. V'kar v'yikr shmo Yitzchak. V'yamal Avram is Yitzchak. V'no kasher tziva oto Elohim. Now, if you're talking about the Brit Mila, so you could come and say, Elokim, you know, Mila is something which is Brit, it's something which is maybe even Din, you could hear the word Elokim. But the calling, the way that Itziv learns, the calling of Yitzchak, the calling of Yitzchak was Kasher Tzivoto Elokim, so why is that Elokim? It should say Kasher Tzivoto Hashem. It's a good thing that he had Yitzchak, no? Elokim is always a sign, it's always something which is to l'ramez midat hadin. If it's going back on the calling of the child Yitzchak, then why is it Kasher Tziva Oto Elokim? It should be Kasher Tziva Oto Hashem. So here we have a few questions. Again, question number one, Yitzchak was called after the Tzchok. But the Tzchok was not a good thing. The Tzchok we see, Sarah was a complaint against Sarah. So why is it that we name him Yitzchak if laughing is not a good thing? Unless we say, Avram, he laughed, that was a good thing. Why? Why should Avram's laughing be better than Yitzchak's? And then Sarah's laughing. So we said, because Sarah maybe only laughed inside, while Avram laughed outside, he wasn't ashamed that he was laughing, so you see that he didn't do any, it wasn't meant in a bad way, while Sarah did it in a way that she was ridiculing, therefore she did it inside because she was ashamed to show that she was laughing. You see, she denied it later. Yeah, but if laughing is not good, so whoa. Why is Avram's laughing any better? Second question, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says Hashem called Yitzchak, and that's why his name was never changed. Why? Why would Hashem call his name Yitzchak? Why is it so important to be called Yitzchak? And what does it even mean, Yitzchak? Yitzchak is laughing. Imagine a guy calls his son lazy. Why? Because I was lazy, so I call my son lazy. Instead of laser, we call him lazy. Tzchok. Imagine a guy calls his son a joke, a laughter. What kind of name is Yitzchak? Zeh Shem Shela Yitzchak Avinu. Third of all, we find that Avram had to call him Yitzchak. Like the Netziv explains, Kasha Tziva Oto Elokim, that Hashem commanded Avram. What's the big deal? Sarah gives the name. Avram has to call him Yitzchak. Third of all, unless we say maybe because Sarah was laughing was no good, Avram's laughing was good, so Avram had to call him Yitzchak maybe, because Avram's laughing, we're saying, is good, like the Rabbeinu Bechaya says. Last but not least, the question is, Yitzchak is called Yitzchak, yeah, Kasher Tzivo Oto Elokim. Elokim. The Midat Hadin is it's called Yitzchak. Why is it the Midat Hadin? Why do we say Elokim instead of Hashem? It was Midat Harachamim that he had this baby. So Rabotai, let me give you the pshat, which I think is emet lamito. Yeah, beautiful pshat. You know the answer? Okay, so let's see. The name Yitzchak actually has two spellings. The name Yitzchak in the Torah is Yud Tzadik Kuf in Amos and in Yirmiyah. It's spelled differently. It's spelled Yitzchak with a shin. The sin. Here in the Torah it's spelled with a tzadik. It's also could be spelled with a chet. I want to even point out that actually the same pasuk is found twice in Tanakh. One time it's spelled with a tzadik, and the other time it's spelled with a sin. Asher karat brito im Avram ushvuato li Yitzchak vayamideho li Yaakov. We say it in Hodu every day. That's from Divrei HaYamim. The Hodu that we say from Tefillah is in Divrei HaYamim, and there it's spelled with a tzadik. The same pasuk is in Tilim, Kapitel Kuf Hei, pasuk Tet, or maybe Hei or Tet. It could be Amot by one or two pasukim, and there it says the same pasuk. Asher karat et Avram Ushuato le Yitzchak.
Same pasuk.
So we see that there's Yitzchak and there's Yitzchak. What's the difference? So the truth is, it's interesting. When Avram Avinu fell on his face and he laughed, the Targum translates it V'chadi. Chadi is happy. Sometimes a person laughs from happiness. He's in a good mood and he laughs. V'chadi. When Sarah laughs and it's a Tana, the Targum translates it Tzchok, not Chadi, but Lag. That she was laughing, she was ridiculing. Kol HaShomea Yitzachak Li. There the Targum translates it. Vayikra Shmo Yitzchak. What is Yitzchak? Chadi, also happiness. So could be we could say that there's two things. There's tzchok, ridicule, and then there's like tzchok, person's happy, simcha. The problem is, it makes sense, Avram maybe was one type of laughing, happy laughing, Sarah was making fun laughing, yeah, but at the end of the day, it's the same name, Yitzchak. But Avram, it doesn't say it with a shin. It says it with a tzaddik. And what is the difference between the two laughing? One is from happiness, all right? The other one is from ridicule. I want to tell you something interesting. There are two psukim which we find the word tzchok, and there it says it with a shin, not with a tzaddik. For example, Yoshev Bashamayim Yitzchak with a sin. Don't say Yitzchak, don't say Lev, it's a sin. It also says, Az Yimale Tzchok Pinu. You look at the Ramban mentions these two psukim on the name Yitzchak. What's the difference between Tzchok and Tzchok? I'll tell you what the difference is. Tzchok is when I don't want to see the truth. So I make fun of the truth by tzchok. Tzchok is when I see the truth after I thought it meant something else. After I looked and I thought that it was something completely different, which wasn't true, and then I see the truth. Then I have tzchok. For example, Yoshev Bashamayim. He looks at the people, everybody's running around after such sheker, and they know, and he knows, in Shemayim they know the truth. He says, oh, you laugh, you're laughing. Yeah. You ever see a puppet show? Everybody's laughing. What's so funny about a puppet show? And the answer is, because you think that the puppets are moving, but the truth is you know that there's something on top playing with it, right? The thing which is far from the truth, the more that it's far from the emet, and you makir the emet, you live. For example, you see a guy behaving mishuneh. You live. Why? Because you know you're not supposed to. The truth is you're not supposed to behave this way. And then behaving mishuneh, different, is funny. But let's say a guy doesn't know you're not supposed to behave that way. He thinks you're supposed, that's normal behavior. He doesn't know what the right way to behave is. He's not going to laugh. You ever see two mishugayim? One guy laughs at them. I look the way you're behaving. No, because he thinks he's supposed to behave that way. The mishugana thinks that the other guy is behaving normal. When the normal person looks at it, he knows what it's supposed to look like. So he laughs. Kama rachok ze ma'emet. Yoshev v'shamayim. Yischak. Yischak. In this world we look and we say, oh, Yisurim, Bayot, Klal Yisrael is going through Galut. But then when the truth becomes revealed, Tzchok will turn into laughter. Az, when Mashiach comes, Yimale Tzchok Pinu, we're going to laugh. We thought it was this. True, there has nothing to do with this. This is the emet behind the story. So you laugh. Yitzchak, the Maral speaks, was Din. Avram was Chesed. Yaakov was Torah. And Din.
Gvura, no?
Din and Gvura goes together. Din and Gvura. Din. You know, the Chemedrash says, Yitzchak tava Yisurim. The Medrash says that the first person to ask for Yisurim was Yitzchak. Yitzchak lived a life kulo Yisurim. Yitzchak had nothing. Avram started off poor, but then he turned rich. Yaakov, running from Esav, v'ata yiti shtei machanot. Yaakov was a king. It says when they came and they brought back Yaakov to burial, the people, the kings, were throwing their crowns onto the Aron of Yaakov, and they said that the Malchut of Yaakov is nothing. I'm sorry, our Malchut is nothing compared to the Malchut and the kingship of Yaakov. Yaakov was a melech. Yaakov, he Avram Avinu, Nesi Elokim Ata B'tochenu. He was treated like a king, Avram. Yaakov was treated like a king. It says even clearly that he didn't want to be buried in Mitzrayim. Why? Shelo yasuni avodah zarah. Yitzchak was Din. Yitzchak stood home, and he was even a suma. He was blind. He was blind. Yeah. Suma en lo tava. He has no taiva. Midat hadin yisurim. He sat home. You know, from the Akedah, he married Rivka, he sat home. Midat Hadin. What is Midat Hadin? Midat Hadin, it starts with Din. But actually, eventually, what do you see from the Din? You see that the Rabbeinu Shalom has Rachamim. Later on, it becomes clear that the Din was for the purpose of Rachamim later. Yitzchak was Yitzchak. In his name, Yitzchak. When you look originally, it's Chok. You don't see. You feel that there's no Emunah. Till he was born. You know how much Yisurim Avram Avinu had? But then at the end, what happened? Chal HaShemei Yitzchak. They start to laugh. Because you start to realize the Chesed. The Chesed that was behind the Din. This is why it says Ashekarat et Avraham Ushvuato. One time it says Li Yitzchak, and in the same pasuk Ushvuato Le Yitzchak, because of the Kiyum Hashvuah was not to Yitzchak. Yitzchak, as a matter of fact, Yitzchak tried to make Be'erot. It says in this week's parasha Sitmum Plishtim. Whatever he tried to do, Yitzchak. The Plishtim were there, Vayist, Sitna. It says clearly, Vayistim, they made it against him. Everything that he did, they went against him. The Rabbeinu Bechai explains that actually all of the Be'erot is a siman, a map, a road map for the future things that are going to happen bad in Klal Yisrael. Like the Beit HaMikdash, he says. One of them has to do with the Beit HaMikdash, that they threw earth. They buried the Beis HaMikdash. That's one of the Beirot. They buried the Beirot. It's all Din in the history of Klal Yisrael. Yitzchak is Yitzchak. But at the end, it's Az Yimalei Tzchok Pinu. Ushvuato. Where are you going to see the Kiyum HaShvuah? You'll see it. Li Yitzchak. Eventually that you'll laugh. What laughter? Tzchok. Tzchok is when you can't believe it. Doesn't make sense. What's going on? Tzchok is when you start to understand what really is the true story behind it. Ushvuato liYitzchak. That's why Yitzchak's name was called from Hashem. And that's why Avram had to give him that name. Yitzchak's name was very special. The Malbim, I told you, explains that why was he called Yitzchak, Al Shem Atzchak, that whoever hears that I had a baby to 100 years old, Yitzchak, what does that mean, Yitzchak? Mipele, says the Rambam, that will be mitpele from the nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how the Malbim explains the tzchok. People are going to laugh. What are they going to laugh? Wow. You saw what Hashem did. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Who could believe a thing like this? And they're going to laugh from that. It's the same type of laughing as Azimalei. Tzchok Pinu. The miracles will be mitpale. Avraham Avinu walked around Matitin Liv Aleichi Hoyle Hariri. Vayomer, what does Hashem tell him? You'll have a child. And what are you going to call him? Yitzchak. Because the schok, you'll realize the Azimalei schok pinu afterwards. Yeah. That's why Avraham Avinu had to call him Yitzchak, and that's kasher tziva oto Elokim. The midat hadin. Yitzchak's name takes 2 points. Midat hadin, and that the later on, from the midat hadin, you see the rachamim. Ki bi Yitzchak, shuato li Yitzchak. Kasher tziva oto. And this was Avram. Avram had to call him this. This was Avram giving over in his child that I'm chesed and Hashem was mitchesed with me. But you, Yitzchak, it's din. Kasher tziva oto Elohim. It's din. What's the malav the din? That what? That eventually kol ha-shemeya Yisachak. That one day from the bad, not bad, from the din, we'll start to realize that it was actually all rachamim. This is the chashivut of the name Yitzchak, and Hashem calls him this. This is a name that Hashem called him. And even in his name, I want to tell you even further. Tell me, Yitzchak. So the tzaddik, Rashi says, is because she was 90. The kuf was because Avram was 100. What does the yud stand for? Asara nisyonot shenisnase Avram Avinu. What is the asara nisyonot? The midat hadin. Elokim nisat Avram. The midat hadin came to test. To see if he passes the test, then it's midat harachamim. Yitzchak, yud nisyonot, says Rashi. It's a Rashi. Kuf, 100 years. Chet, I'm sorry, kuf, tzaddik, 90 years. Chet is the mila. The mila is also din. Like I said, kasher tziva oto Elokim. So the asar nisyonot, the mila, the 90, the 100 is Yitzchak, the midat hadin. But eventually from that, what do we have? Azimales chuk pino shvato le Yitzchak. Shvato le Yitzchak. This is the name. And this is the importance and the significance of the name of Yitzchak. This, Rabotai, is part one of the Shia. Part two. I wanted to speak about two different topics this week, because the second topic is very important. It's one of the sodot of Yadut, and that is the Brit Mila of Avraham Avinu. The first part of the shir was the inyan of din, and that the Rabbeinu Shalom eventually, don't forget, everybody's life, there are difficult situations we go through. Everybody has his din, his nisyonot. But a person has to know, Azimales chok pinu. Eventually it'll become clear that rachamim, the tremendous rachamim that Hashem has with the din. The din becomes the basis, the base that brings out the rachamim later. So it becomes Azimales chok pinu. It's one of the amudim of the yadut that the Avot gave us. The Avot gave us, they enriched us in our heritage. All the inyanim of chesed and din and rachamim. What is in din? This nekuda. That it's din, which leads later to what? Azimaleh, schok pinu. Now, Rabotai, I'd like to discuss the Brit of Avraham Avinu. You know, we make two brachot when we come and we make a meal on our child. The first brach we make, ala mila. The second brach we make is lachniso bebrito shel Avraham Avinu. When do we make the brach ala mila? So you make a chituch, you cut. Before the cutting, over l'asiatan of the mitzvah of the cutting, we make a bracha al hamila. Or lamula taben, I think it's why I'm saying lamula taben, a different dua.
Same thing
al hamila. Okay. Then the father makes a bracha lachniso bevito shel Avraham Avinu. And then we do priya. What's priya? We take the orla, we move it back. We uncover it. So there's chituch, which is mila, and then there's priya. So before the priya, we make the bracha lachniso, which is over lasiatan of the priya. So before the chituch, we make ala mila, over lasiatan. Before the priya, we make the bracha lachniso, bevrisa, shel Avraham Avinu. Can I tell you a little bit of an interesting yisod that people don't know? Avraham Avinu never made priya. Avraham Avinu was not mitzuveh ala priya. Avraham Avinu was not mitzuveh ala priya. Now, when I say he didn't do it, I'm a little bit careful, because I don't mean he didn't do it. He ended up doing it. But that wasn't the tzivuy of his Brit Mila. The tzivuy of his Brit Mila was to make Mila without priya. Huh? The Gemara says it. In Yevamis, stop. Ayin Aleph, Omer Aleph. The Gemara says, Avraham is mitzuveh ala Mila, v'lay ala priya. So Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says Avram did not do Priya. Okay? Now, I'm surprised you would ask me, not that, you know, Gemara Yevamis, okay, you don't know Gemara Yevamis, but you should know Rashi at the end of this week's parasha, that says that Avram couldn't do Priya because he was old, and he didn't have what to do Priya on anyway. Rashi says clearly, since he was an older person, on an older person, there's nothing to do Priya, there's nothing there. So Avram did Mila, but he didn't do Priya. Yet, the Ovel Asiatan of the Priya is the Bracha Lachniso Vrita Shel Avraham Avinu. So how could it be that Avraham Avinu didn't do his own Brit? I mean, you're telling me Lachniso Vrita Shel Avraham Avinu, but that's not what he did. That wasn't the Brit of Avraham. The Brit of Avraham was Mila without Priya. This question the Chatam Sofer asks Mesechet Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. Don't understand. How could you make a bracha lachnisa reason of Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu didn't do prayer. Okay. Avotai, let's address this question. And in the course of the conversation that we'll have about this question, we're going to address the famous question that the Mizrahi already asks. And after him, all the Gedolei Achronim, Sfardik and Ashkenazik, everybody asked this question. And they're given many different answers. Why Avraham Avinu did not keep the mitzvah of Mila till he was 100 when he was commanded. It says in the Gemara, Yumadav Chavchet Amid Aleph, that Avraham kept the entire Torah. Kiem Avraham kol haTorah kula ad shelo nitna afilu the mitzvah drabanan of Erev Tavshilin. So why did he not do a Brit Mila on his own all the years? Why do you have to wait till he's 100 and get a tzivui? The Mizrahi is the first to ask this question, the Mizrahi on the Rashi. Why does Avram wait and not do it on his own? And we'll, Mitzvah Hashem, discuss this in great length later on in the shir. But before we do this, I have to give you a little information to understand the difference between Mila and Priya. What is Mila? What is Priya? What is the significance of Mila in the Brit? And what is the significance of the Priya? What role does it play? What is the Yisod of Mila and the Yisod of Priya? And then maybe we can understand, A, why Avraham Avinu was not mitzuveh ala Priya. Why not? I mean, why not? That's the mitzvah. Today, the Gemara says clearly, mal v'lo para, if you don't do Priya, it's kilo mal. It's not a Mila. So why tak Avraham Avinu, who's mitzuveh ala Mila, was not mitzuveh ala Priya? Second of all, how can we make a bracha lachniso bevrito shel Avraham Avinu over the pri, if that wasn't his mitzvah of a brit? And third of all, what's bechlal Avraham Avinu's hanhaga that he waited on all mitzvahs he did? He didn't have to be told to do it. While here, he had to be told to do it before he did it. So there's an interesting Marach Oros Daruah. He is the first from the Rishonim to talk about. He's a Rishon, Simon Yud Aleph. And he says in Yisod that the mitzvah of Mila is not complete with the cutting. It continuously goes as long as a person is a Mahul. It's not a mitzvah, I make a cut and I have a mitzvah of Mila. The mitzvah of Mila is continuous. Nimshach, it continues. All the person's life, because he's a Mahul, the mitzvah is A, to have a Mila, to have the Ma'aseh Mila, and to be a Nimol. He brings a proof. The Gemara says that David HaMelech wanted to be Mekayem Mitzvot Tamid, constantly. So when he was in the Bet HaKiseh, in the shower, in the Bet HaMerchatz, he said, what kind of a mitzvah do I have when I'm in the Bet HaMerchatz? Till he says, you know, I have a mitzvah. The stakel b'mila, he looked at the mila and he said, I have a mitzvah mila. The question is, the mitzvah mila was when he was 8 days old. The mitzvah mila wasn't when he went into the shower, in the Bet HaMerchatz. Says Marach Oros Daruah, from here we have a proof that the mitzvah mila is continuous. And every moment that a person is a nimol, he gets a mitzvah. So a Jew gets a mitzvah every second by the fact that he is a nimol. See, David HaMelech was happy that he has mitzvahs tamid. Why? Even when he can't do maaseh mitzvot because he's in a Bet HaMerchatz, he has the milah. Says Bet HaLevi, Simon Mem Zayin, that you see from here, from the Marach Oros Daruah, that there's two mitzvot. One is lasot milah. And the other one is liot namul, to be a namul, to be a person that has mila. But that's not such a big chidush, because that's pretty much what the Marach Oros Daruah is saying, right? The bigger chidush to me in the Bet HaLevi is the following. Says Bet HaLevi, that there's two parts to a brit. One part of the brit is the maaseh mila. And that's learned from the pasuk, himo lachem kol zachar. When Avram was told to make mila. Then there's a second part of the brit, and that is v'hayta briti bivsarchem. My brit will be constantly, says Bet HaLevi. V'hayta, it's there. It doesn't go away. It stays there. The brit, which is the brit liot nimor, to be a person with a mila. So you have the maaseh brit. Well, actually, I don't want to say the word brit because he doesn't say it that way. He says the maaseh mila. And then you have the brit, v'hayta briti bivsarchem. You know, a brit is something that stays. When you want to make a treaty, in America they do it on a piece of paper. You know, you write, you know why? Because that's how much the treaty's worth. You can take the paper and put it into the trash can and shred it. Because the whole thing of mi'ikara wasn't worth, like they say in English, the paper that was written on, right? Latsur apitz l'chute. A paper, you could use it to stuff a bottle with it. That's how much it was worth in the first place. But a real Brit, the way the Rishonim say, Chotomo shel Melech, it's the stamp of the king, is something which is omed. You know, when they wanted to make a Brit, Yaakov and Lavan, what did they do? They took a stone, and they said, Eda galazev, Eda matzevah. You think they took a piece of paper and they wrote down blah 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 blah, 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 signed President Obama, and signed the Russia, and each guy laughs at the other guy when he walks away? They used to tattoo it. They used to make a real, it was a real thing, a Brit.
Instead of Brit, you should make tattoo.
Okay, so what they did was they did aid, yeah? Aid! You know, it's brought down that Bilam was either a grandchild of Lavan or maybe he was Lavan himself, according to some opinions. Tell me, how did Bilam die? Does anyone know how Bilam died?
No.
Okay. Pinchas. Did say it's because he was flying. He was Superman. You think the guy even got Superman?
Bilam
was Superman. Who's flying around over there faster than a leaping Bilam, than a leaping Asan, whatever. Okay, but Kitsis, he's flying around over there. And Pinchas with the tzitz makes him fall. But what did he fall on? There's a Bali Atosa that says he fell on that stone. Ed Hamatsevav, Edah. Why? Because there was a treaty between Yaakov and Lavan that you're not going to bother my children. So what was pogan him? What hit him at the end? He fell down onto that
rock
because the rock was supposed to stand as a treaty, as a sign of the treaty. Yeah, yummy years later that was. Unbelievable, yeah, unbelievable. Years and years and years later. Because, you know, a treaty is something which is vita. It's a serious thing that lasts forever and ever. Not like in America. You know, you give the guy a handshake. And while you give him the handshake, you're making fun of him behind his back. That's not a treaty. Arabs make a treaty like that. They make a picture, yeah, and they write, and then they throw in the garbage, right? That's Arab treaty. Vaita briti b'msachem. It's got to be haita kiyum. So it has to be in the flesh forever. That it stays there, the kiyum. Says the Beit Halevi that the kiyum of the Brit is not the Maaseh Chituch, but the kiyum of the Brit, Rabotai, is what? Liot Nimol. The fact that we walk around all our lives without Arlof. So we have a Chidush, that the Maaseh Milah is not necessarily the Brit. The fact that Vaita, that we're nimol, that itself is the Brit.
Okay.
There's another chiddush from the Beit Halevi in Parshat Lech Lecha. This was in the Tshuvot, Simin Mem Zayin. In Parshat Lech Lecha, the Beit Halevi says that there's actually two parts to a Brit. One is the cutting off of the Orla, okay, and then there's Priah. Priah is the chelik of the Brit. Mila is the chituch, which is the maaseh. But the kiyum of the Brit, is in the priya.
Maybe like a
hechshir. But the kiyum of the Brit, says Beit Halevi, is the priya. Yeah. Speaks out the Beit Halevi, even though Avraham Avinu didn't do priya. So it comes out that he speaks it out, that Avraham Avinu was not mitzvah in the Brit the way we understand Brit. Unbelievable, huh? If Brit, it's unbelievable chiddush, if Brit is what? The kiyum of the Brit is the priyah, how could we understand that Avraham Avinu was not mitzvah in priyah? What is it? And then we make on that priyah, lachniso bevrito shel Avraham Avinu, when Avraham Avinu himself didn't do that. Again, you want to talk about a Brit? So we named the Brit after Avraham Avinu. The Brit is Priya. Avraham Avinu was mitzvah in the Priya. And dafka on the Priya, we make the bracha. Lachniso bevrito shel Avraham Avinu. Open up a window or something. It's hot. Maybe a window or something.
Open the window there. Can I open the back one?
A little bit fresh air, you know.
Hopefully make you hot. Yeah, one over. Go, put the chair up, go and up top, put the chair.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable question. Pili Playin, Avram Avinu, Brit. But the Brit is Priya, and Avram was not told to do Priya. And the B'davka and the Priya, we make the Brecha, like Nisab, we touch a lot of Avinu. It's Pili Playin. Pili Playin! Unbelievable question. You hear Rabotai, it's Pili Playin. Avram Avinu didn't. Well, no, I didn't. He was a mitzvah on the priya. So Brit means priya, I thought. And dafka on the priya, that he, which is the Brit, which he was not mitzvah. What's the psha? Okay. So I want to tell you a big yisod. Tosfot, Ayin Aleph Amit Bet Yivamot, and that Gemara says that even though Avraham Avinu was not mitzvah on the priya, that does not mean he didn't do it. He did it on his own. Hashem never told him. Hashem was mitzvah him on the milah. He went on his own and he did priya. different Rishonim. The Chida has a lot of Arichut on this Tosfot, but Bekitzur, that is the final analysis of the Rishonim, that Avraham Avinu did Priya on his own.
He did no Priya.
On his own. He was Mitzuved, and only on the Milah. He, on his own, he decided to do Priya. Now, you want to know why he didn't have what to do it on, so we'll talk about that a little bit later. But there's a Tosfot in Yevamot. The question, why not? Why? Good. Avraham Avinu was not Mitzuved. Why not? Hashem told him to do Brit Milah. Let him tell him to do Brit Milah the right way, with Priya. Why B'davkitz Mashma? That Hashem told him only Milah? Because the Tzivui had to be only on the Milah, not the Priya. The Tzivui had to be only on the Milah, not the Priya. The question is why? The question is why? Why should it be that way? Okay. So the truth is, there's a Rashi later that says that when a person's older, he can't even do Priya because it's worn out from the life. Chaim, you live with a wife, Tasha, so it gets worn out. So if that's true, then it's Avraham Avinu couldn't have done Priya. So what's that? He was not Mitzuveh ala Priya. Maybe he was Mitzuveh, but he just didn't have it. It's mashma that he was not Mitzuveh. It's more than just it wasn't there. So I went to look a little bit. I looked in Kisvei Ari. Kisvei Ari brings that the difference between Mila and Priya, Mila is for the ases, asay, do Mila, and the Priya is connected to Los Asa. And he says the word Priya is Gematria Shin Samachay, which is the number of the Lois Asas that we have. Priya is Gematria Shin Samachay, because it's Mirumez, it's parallel to the Los Asa. You hear? So I found this in Kitvei Ari. But I don't know what I do with this. He was not mitzvah on the lot. Maybe the avot kimut kol haTorah kula asay. But on the lot sasa, because it's a big talk in the achronim, is Avram considered a ben Noach? Is Avram considered a ben Yisrael? Kimu kol, you know, the avot, they mekayim all the asays for sure. That the Gemara says. But what about the lot asa? You know, Yaakov Avinu married two sisters. That's a lot asa. Huh? Maybe they were Mekayem Da'ase, not the Lotase. I was trying to figure, does it have anything to do with this? Mila is Ase, Priya is Lotase, according to Kitvei Ari. Does it have to do with this question, why Avraham Avinu was Mitzuveh Da'ase? Maybe, I don't know. But what I do know is a different answer, which I thought about for quite some time, and it's a beautiful answer. Why A? As Avram mitzvah la mila v'lo la priya. B, why is it that we say lachniso b'vitosh al Avram Avinu only on the priya, if the priya wasn't his mitzvah? Okay. I told you over that the Mizrahi asks, why was Avram Avinu not mekayem the mitzvah of mila on his own? Why did he wait till Hashem commanded him? So there are many tirutzim, many answers, both from the Ashkenazi, from the Sfardi, Sfarim, beautiful tirutz, which I want to go through. The first answer is an interesting tirutz from the Haflah, very simple, halachic tirutz. You know, Mila is chovel, it's putting damage to your body. You're damaging, you're cutting yourself. So kol zman you don't have a mitzvah to do Mila, you have no right to do it. A person can't be chovel ba'atzmo. Person's going to come and say, you know what, I want to do a mitzvah, I'm going to cut myself for Yisurim for Hashem. Hashem never told you to cut yourself for Yisurim for Hashem. That's, you're not allowed to do that. Mila is a mitzvah. So when it becomes a mitzvah, then you have the heter to be chovel ba'atzmacha to do the Mila. Says Hafla, in the end of Hamakna, that's why Avraham Avinu didn't do Mila, ad shenitzdaveh. Beautiful, beautiful teretz from the Hafla. His student, the Chatam Sofer, in the Tshuvot, gives a different answer. The Chatam Sofer says, and it's also in Simin Reish Mem Hei in Shulchan Aruch, Mila is a sakana. So what right do we have to make Mila, even though it's a sakana? Yarog v'ali avor is only on the shalosh mitzvot. To give up your life is only on the three mitzvot. So why do we do mila if it's a sakana? So the Gemara actually says that it's not a real big sakana that rov die from it, but a miyat do die. Some do die from mila, sure. The Gemara says there's a cases of meis machmas mila, where one brother dies, and then another dies, so the third child doesn't have the mila because his brothers were meisu machmas mila. So you see that there is such a thing. And maybe it's not widespread, but it's a miut that it happens. Says Chatam Sofer, so what's the reason that the Torah says to do mila? And the answer is migniu mitzli. The mitzvah itself protects the child, and therefore you can do a bris mila on a child even though there's some sakana involved. It's interesting that Tashbatz learns from the mitzvah mila, the halacha of parental consent, when it comes to a refuah, when it comes to something which is medical. You know, the child needs a surgery. Who decides, yeah, I'll give the child, maybe it's a sakana. Says Tashbatz, the father has the right to sign consent, heskem, to give his child for a refuah to a surgery. We see for mila, because mila is a sakana. And who did the Torah give the mitzvah to? The father. Most Rishonim explain, why do we give the mitzvah to the father? Because who else would take care? I mean, the father, the child is born, yeah. He's in the father's reshut, so the father has to take care to make sure. And actually, some Rishonim want to learn the mitzvah is actually the child's mitzvah. But since the child can't do it, because he's a baby, so we give it to the father. But the Tashbatz learns, you know why we give it to the father? Because he has to give reshut, consent, to give a child lemila, because it's a sakana. So the Chatam Sofer says, but what is the reason to give a child to sakana if it's so? And the answer is because the mitzvah protects. So kol zman, you don't have the mitzvah, you don't have the protection. So Avram couldn't do the ma'aseh mila till he was commanded and it became a mitzvah. Which is a chiddush, because normally you would say it's a mitzvah anyway. He was doing it l'shem ha-mitzvah. He was doing it for the sake that it was a mitzvah, but he wasn't mitzvah. You know, sometimes I like to add to this Chatam Sofer, the parental consent in the mitzvah is Hashem. I mean, Avraham Avinu was doing it because it was a mitzvah. So Hashem never told him to do it, but he did it l'shem mitzvah, so why wouldn't it protect him? And the answer is, maybe this nekuda. He needed parental consent to be given for this surgery, so to speak. So when Hashem told him to do it, it's Hashem giving him the consent. So even if he would do it l'shem mitzvah, it's still not enough. You need it, Hashem. And the truth is, Rashi says clearly, v'charot imo habrit, that what happened? V'charot imo habrit? No, Rashi says, Hashem did it with him. Hashem took the knife. V'charot imo habrit. Hashem cut Avraham Avinu the meal of together. Together with Avraham Avinu. Imo habrit, together. Rashi, the end of the parasha. So it's like parental consent, so to speak. Hashem was giving his child Avraham Avinu Heskem to the surgery. So even if Avram was doing it, l'shem mitzvah, but he had to wait for Hashem to be mitzaveh. So, because otherwise it's a little bit difficult, the Chatam Sofer. If it's migni, if it helps the mitzvah, so even if I wasn't mitzaveh, I need to be mitzaveh for it to protect me. This is the second. So again, the first answer is, you can't be chovel. A person cannot damage his body. I, mila, Hashem said. So kol zman, there was no tzivui, says Hafla, Avraham Avinu couldn't do mila on himself because he would be chovel ba'atzmo. Chatam Sofer explains a different answer. That the reason why he waited for the tzivui, because otherwise it's a sakana, and the whole heter to be nichnas l'toch sakana is only if what? If there's a mitzvah, that the mitzvah protects you. You had to wait for the mitzvah. There's another answer that's given from the Brisker Rav. And he says that actually the whole mitziut of the mitzvah is to take away that you're an arel. Kol zman Hashem didn't say that there's a mitzvah mila, the orla is not an orla. For example, the Gemara says, "Me'usihi ha'arla." Arla is maus. What's maus about the arla? Says Brisker Rav, "Kedarkam shel Rabbeinu Brisk, that why is it maus? Because Hashem said to cut it off. That's why it becomes maus. It's the Torah that makes it. For example, Reb Chaim Brisker explains, why is Gilad Arayah bid? Now today they don't think it's bid. That's because Vatishachet Ha'aretz. But if they were healthy, normal people, they would understand that Gilad Arayah is no good. So people think because it's moral. But who made up moral? So says Reb Chaim Brisker, Yistakel Baraita Ubar Alma. So in the Torah, there's an Isur for Gilad Arayot Memela in the Briah. Because Hashem looked at the Torah made from the Torah of the world. So Memela becomes a Gil Arayis is a bad thing. Not that people on their own got sat down together and said, you know, Gil Arayis, that's not good. Because believe me, if they got sat down together and they would decide between themselves, they would say, no, Gil Arayis is tremendous, it's great. It's a mitzvah to make Gil Arayis. It's only because the Torah, in its wisdom, said there's an Isur of Gil Arayot. Therefore, Yistakel Baraita, when Hashem created the world, in the world already it became that Gil Arayis is no good. Same type of Yisod. This is why I compare this to this Teretz of the Brisker of. When did Arla become a problem? Only after Hashem was mitzaveh to cut. So, kol zman shakosh baruch hu lo tziva. So therefore, there couldn't have been a mitzvah of Mila. Because the mitzvah meal is to cut off what was bid, the arla. There was no arla yet. As long as Hashem didn't make the mitzvah, the arla wasn't an arla. It answers a lot of questions. You know when Avraham Avinu's brit was? What day it was? It was on Yom Kippur. It says at the end of the parsha, Be'etzem ayom hazeh nimol Avram, says Pirkei Rabbi Elazar Perek Chaf Aleph, Be'etzem, we find the same lashon ba'yom, Kippur, be'etzem ha'kikol ha'nefesh shelo t'uneh, be'etzem ha'yom hazeh v'nichrita. Says Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, when was the brit of Avram on Yom Kippur? Asks all the Mefarshim the question, Yom Kippur? It's like Shabbat. Nitche, if someone doesn't have a brit milah to 8 days, could you make the brit on Yom Kippur? No. Once it's not on the 8th day, you don't make Nitche. It's a brit that's put. Avram Avinu was 900. So how come his brit was on Yom Kippur? And the answer is, till Hashem didn't say to make a brit, he couldn't have made a brit. So it wasn't called a nitche. The mitzvah began for Avraham Avinu was bizmano. It was as if it was his 8th day. Hashem said, make a brit. It fell out of Yom Kippur. It wasn't a brit nitche. Okay. There's a very famous question. There's a medrash that says that who was the Mohel? You know who the Mohel was? Huh? Shem ben Noach. The Pirkei Reb Elazar says Shem ben Noach was the Mohel. He called Shem. Now, for one medrash says he tried to do it himself and Hashem was with him. Pirkei Reb Elazar says he called Shem ben Noach. He was the Mohel! Yeah. He called Shem ben Noach. So the Brisker Rav said, why would you call Shem ben Noach? He's like this. If you learn that it was Yom Kippur, yeah, and you learn that it was a nitcha, see, one teretz is we're saying it's not a nitcha. But if you learn it was a nitcha, so you're not allowed to do the brit. But he wanted to do it as soon as Hashem told him. So who could he get to do it? He couldn't do it himself. So he went and he got Shem ben Noach to do it. Because he was a goy.
I mean, you could do brit?
Before Brisker Rav speaks about that. So what happens? Wait a minute. So since Shem ben Noach was a guy, so what is it? Amir Lakum maybe. What is Amir Lakum?
Why didn't he sell?
Because as Yom Kippur, he's not be Mechal Yom Kippur. He's not be Mechal Yom Kippur. If it's a Nitche, well, what right does he have to do Yom Kippur? The answer called Shem ben Noach to do it. Why? Guy, I always say from here you have a raya that Amir Lakum Makam Mitzvah is Mutter. The Ramah brings down one Shita from the Ravya, that a person could ask a guy to do a mitzvah. And then the Achronim say, Chas v'shalom, it's a big story. Okay, you know we use this a little bit. You know we use it? When there's a Brit in the shul, they carry the baby. Yeah. It's like the same point. We get a guy to carry the baby. Shem ben Noach was a guy. So he asks a gevaldige kasha. Right, so everybody screams about this Ramah, that we don't pass like this Ramah, like this Ravya. I mean, l'chayr, this Brisker Rav say we do paskin that he went in the Hashem ben Noach. Okay, the question is, I was a guy can't do a bris milah. So there's who was Avram did a bris milah, right? So according to the sheet, is that he did it himself. He was also a guy. So how could Avram do his own bris milah if he was a guy? So if you learn like Rashi, that Hashem did it with him, all right. So he wasn't a guy, Hashem did it. But if you learn he did it himself, how's he? Huh? So they give a teretz like Gito v'yado ba'in ke'echad. That's just like when a person, a get shichur, if you give him a get, but how could he come to the get? He was an eved, he doesn't have a hand. He's not his own entity. He's considered karka, the chatzar of the. And the Gemara says Gito v'yado va'in ke'echad, that they come together. He gets his hand, his schut. Here too, yadut. The Yadut of Avram came together with the Mila, so the Mila became a Mila through a Yehudi. This is good Tirutzin. You can have Torah. This is a topic that there's no end to the Torah on this topic. Okay. Let's get to the next Teretz. The next Teretz is a very famous Teretz in the Bris Kerav. Why was Avram Avinu not make Mila till he was Mitzuveh? And the answer is because Mila is a Brit. A Brit has to be between two parties. So you can't on your own make a Brit. Here, you know, it's like we have today. Everybody's yelling, Israel should make a treaty with the Arabs. So what does Israel claim? But there's only one side. There's nobody to make it with. With who? Nobody to have it with. Same thing. You want to make a Brit. With who? So you had to wait for Hashem to come and make the brit with Avram. You know, in this week's parasha, we learned something very interesting. It says, "Vayir el of Hashem." So Rashi learns, "Why did Hashem come?" Levakera tachole. Rashi says, "Levakera tachole." You know, the Sipurna learns not like that. You know what Hashem was doing there? Brit, a brit is between two parties. Hashem had to be there. Sipurna says this yisod, that the reason why Hashem comes to Avram in this week's parasha, because a brit means two parties. So Hashem had to be there. As a matter of fact, there's a tremendous chidush. You know that big chair you guys have, $1,000 chair that you guys have over there?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you call it? It's one opinion. See, Purna says it has nothing to do with Eliyahu Navi. You know who that chair is for? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Lefikach no'agim, to put a chair, it's in honor of Hashem. Because Hashem comes to every brit, because it's between two parties. Could you imagine you make a brit and one party's not there? He's sending a text message that, yeah, I'm sorry, I can't make it. You're the sign instead of me. It's got to be there. So the from now on we're going to call it Zeh Kisei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And don't say Zachur Latov, just say Avinu Shebashamayim. Okay, so from now on, who's going to get the next Kisei Shel Yo? Zeh Kisei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, let's go. Who could sing it? You could sing it. No, Zeh Kisei. It's Hashem's chair, no? This is not Eliyahu Navi. Not Eliyahu Navi, I'm telling you. The Sipurna says, what? Says it, read it. Go ahead, read.
The last part.
You knew this. Okay, go ahead, yeah. The chair part. Read the chair. Ulai b'shulzeh. Right, because Hashem comes, so therefore lichvodo we put a chair. Okay, so it comes out of very big chiddush, and I want you to know that in Brit they used to say it very strongly. Brit is chotamo shel melech. It's who could you could use the chotam melech if he didn't give it to you. Would someone walk on and say, you know what? I want to stamp my books and use the chotam shel melech. Hashem didn't give it to you. You can't use it. The brit is chotamo shel melech. So you need it that Hashem should give it to you. Okay. With this, you hear? Oh. We have an interesting chiddush. You hear? We have an interesting chiddush. L'chayra, if Avram Avinu wasn't mitzuveh on the priyah, so how could he even do the priyah? I thought you just said that there was reasons that Avram Avinu couldn't do it till he was mitzuveh. Did you just finish telling me that? Like it would be chovel batzmo, he doesn't have the migdu mitzli, it's chotomo shel melech. I mean, so b'chlal, if the mitzvah was mila, and the priya was not tzivui, I thought you just told me tzivui is one of the most important parts of the brit, otherwise you don't have it. So how could you have priya, brit avram, without the tzivui? Tremendous question, right? Okay. So let me tell you what I want to give you a tirutz. I want to tell you over Gra, and after the Gra, I want to tell you over Hosafa that I saw in Ben Yoyada. Beautiful. I said this piece in Lakewood, the Olam Mamish. I can't even tell you how they enjoyed it. Can't even tell you the thing from the Ben Yoyada. That's brilliant. Go'onut. Listen carefully. Goinus. The Gras says, you know why he didn't do Brit Milah till he got the command? There's a very famous rule. Gadol ha-mitzuveh yoter mimei she'enu mitzuveh ve'oseh. If you get a tzivui and you do the mitzvah, it's much greater. Why? So the Rishonim explain, because Yetzirah sets in. When you have a tzivui, the Yetzirah is there to stop you. If you don't have a tzivui, the Yetzirah doesn't care if you, he doesn't pay attention to the fact that you're doing it. So Avraham Avinu saw that the milah was so special that he wanted to do it as a mitzuveh oseh, instead of doing it on his own. Mitzuveh ve'enos. He wanted to wait till it was so great. Okay. This is a gra. So I saw from the Ben Yoyada, so gewaldic, unbelievable. There's also a mala. You know what, Agavuch, I just want to throw out. It answers why he was able to do it on Yom Kippur. Why? Because Yom Kippur was ain't a mitzuveh. He did it on his own Yom Kippur. The milah was mitzuveh, so you can't ask Kash how he could do it on Yom Kippur. God, the mitzvah of tzivu is much more than the mitzvah of ainu tzivu. Yom Kippur was not mitzvah. Okay, agavurcha. So I saw that Ben Yoyada is an unbelievable thing. Just like there's a malah for mitzvah v'oseh, it also is a malah on the flip side when you're not mitzvah v'oseh, because you're doing it mi'ahava, you're doing it from Ratzon Hashem. Mila needed both. Mila needed that it should be mitzvah v'oseh, and it also had to be done in a way which is ainu mitzuveh v'oseh. So Hashem commanded him on the milah, and he did it mitzuveh v'oseh. And then on his own, he did the priya, ainu mitzuveh v'oseh. Because the milah needed both. Ben Yoyada Yevamot, so gewaldic, Rabbi. Think about what he's saying. Unbelievable, yeah? On one hand, the mitzuveh v'oseh has tremendous malach. So he waited for the tzivui. But Hashem wanted that the brit should be done in a mitzuveh v'oseh also. So he needed the priyah was not mitzuveh, and he did the priyah on his own. So he had both ma'alot, says Ben Yoyada, in the mitzvah of milah. Okay? Now, I understand all the questions I asked. First of all, it answers, why would Hashem give him milah without priyah? And the answer is, because Hashem wanted he should do the priya on his own. He first got the milah. And could be like the Chatam Sofer, it's great, because he had already the Migna Mitzvah. He was involved in the mitzvah. He was already involved in the mitzvah. You know, there's a whole thing about Tzitzin HaMa'akvin, Tzitzin Shein HaMa'akvin. Once you're in the mitzvah, so he had already the protection. Now he could do the priya on his own. And Hashem wanted him to do the priya on his own. Wait a minute! This answers already the other question. Yeah. What was the other question? I asked you a question. What is a Brit? A Brit is on the two sides from two parties, right? You notice, we don't say Lachniso b'brit Shebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avraham. We call b'brito shel Avraham. I mean, Avraham was only one side of the Brit. A treaty is between two people, I thought. And the answer is gevaldik. Hashem made the milah, Rashi says. Hashem went and cut. That was Hashem's part of the Brit. What did Avram answer his part of the Brit? On the Einim Mitzuveh V'oseh, he made Priya. So Dafka and the Lachniso Bevrito Shel Avram Avinu, we do where? What Avram did on his own. That's why we make the Lach. It's so beautiful, Avram. I said it over Shabbat. This is mine. I used the Ben Yoyada to say this answer. Ben Yoyada explains that Avram did the meal on his own. Which part? The Priya. Oh, now I understand the Lachniso Bevrito Shel Avraham Avinu. What was Avraham Avinu's part of the Brit? He went in to do the Brit Priya, because that was his side of the Brit. Hashem went and did the Milah. And Avraham answered by doing the Priya. And that's why we see Lachniso Bevrito Shel Avraham Avinu. He was not Mitzuveh. That's the whole point. What did Avram do in the Brit? Avram did in the Brit the Priya. And that's why we make the Bracha Dafka where? Before Priya, not before the Mila. Who? Before cutting. I asked you this. The Sfaradu before the cutting. I agree with you. It's, It's a machlokes rishayim. I understand. I knew that they do something a little different. I wasn't sure what it was, but either way, it answers this sheet of the rishayim. According to that sheet of rishayim, the lachnisa bevita the chasam sofer. Everybody asks this question: well, how do you use lachnisa on the priya?
Priya on shmei.
What?
Priya did on shmei.
No. It says later he did gigli beisa. Could be he did priya because it was beisa.
No priya,
but beisa he did on his own. It says that they were the meshach chacham explains they followed in the sheet of. He wasn't mitzvahed, but they did it. Oh, somebody answer that. Give me a few minutes. We're going to answer that. Okay, Rabbi, is he here? So it comes out that that's why the priya, yeah, is the v'hayta brit yitzarchem. The priya itself is the brit, because the priya shows that Hashem did a brit and Avram answered with the brit. But this, Rabotai, let me tell you what we have. We have a lot of beautiful, beautiful things. The Chatam Sofer speaks. What does the word mila mean? Mila means to cut. So he says, so then how could the priya be a chelik of the brit? And he says, Yud Gimel Britim, we find that there's 13 treaties that were put for the mila. So maybe it's not on the priya, maybe it's just on the mila. We find that Yechozef Vetzitzin HaMa'akvin, and we find that it's a chelik of the brit. So he says that the word mila does not mean to cut. The word mila means liot nimol. To be a mahul means mila. Just like when a person he eats, then he's full, satisfied. So when a person has the maseh mila, yeah, then he's a mahul. But the word mila doesn't mean the cutting. The word mila means that he's mahul. Okay. Now, the question is, yeah, the question is, but Avram didn't have what to do milan. You just told me Avram had nothing to do milan. So I saw in Shaila Torah, they bring down from Reb Chaim Brisker. Actually, maybe it's in the Torah's Chaim also. In a few places, they bring down from Reb Chaim Brisker. But why is it that there's two brachot? Why two brachot? Why do we have a bracha al amila and lachnisa? Oh, the way we're learning, it's unbelievable. But before that, so he wants to say that actually, because there's two mitzvahs, that's how everybody says there's two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is to do the masa mila, and then there's another thing, liot nimol. So therefore, we have two brachas. One is al amila, and the other one is lachnisa, to be a nimol, and that's the brit. Brings from Reb Chaim Brisker that actually it's not mila and priya, but it's mila and hatafat dambrit. It's mila and hatafat dambrit. The bracha la mila is for the mila, and the bracha lachnisa bevrisa shel Avram Avinu was hatafat dambrit. So I had a question. I mean, well, why is it dafka the hatafat dambrit? So I want to tell you something interesting. It says Avram Avinu didn't have orla. He didn't have what to make priyan. But it says, Nimal, what does it say in the Lashon? By Yishmal, what does it say? Et. But one of them, by Avram, it says what? Mihimolo. It says et?
No.
By Yishmal, it says et? And by what's his name, it doesn't say et. Besar Loto. Says the Medrash Afela, one of the Medrashim, doesn't understand. Why by Yishmal it says et? And by Avram, so I saw it brought down from the early Kadmonim. You know, he had two Orlas, Yishmael. He had the physical Orla, and he had Orlas Halev like you never saw. So Etler Rabot, you know, he had a lot of Orla you got to cut over there. Probably by the Yishmaelim, yeah, you need a chainsaw to get rid of all the Orla, yeah? Mashiach came by Avram. By Avram. Nimob Sarlaton. There was no Etler Rabot. All you have to do is a small little cut, you got rid of the whole Arla. It's brought down. Brought down that Avram Avinu had no Arla kamat. It was all, he was all kadosh. Mashiach came, Yishmael, they had to cut and cut. The baby had to cry for 2 hours. Maybe that's why they do when they're 13. It takes 13 years for them to do it. You have to start when they're born, and for 13 years you got to chainsaw it, you know, all the Arla that they have. Okay. So what do we have? That by Avram it doesn't say et. So the Medrash says, you know why it doesn't say et? Because Avram Avinu didn't have Arla. Yishmael had, so he had et, l'rabot. Mashenkin Avram, he didn't have the et l'rabot. So what did he have? Hatafat dam brit. You ask me, what did Avram have? And the answer is, he made hatafat dam brit. What's the pshat? You know, by the Akedah, Hashem tells Avram, don't do the Akedah, you're finished, you're yotze. What does Avram say? I want to do a little bit. Metiv dam brit, I want something, yeah? That's what Avram adds after the tzivui. Mesirat nefesh, a little bit of bedamaya chayi, a little bit mesirat nefesh, a little bit of tafat dam brit. That's what Avram added to the brit. So what bracha, says Reb Chaim Brisker, do we make? Al amila for the chituch. And lachniso bevitosh al Avram Avinu for the tafat dam brit. Makes sense, because the Medrash told me, you asked me a kasha, but how can he do priya if there was not? You're right, he didn't have priya to do. So what did he do? When you can't do mila, what do? You do atafat dam brit. And that was extra that Avram wanted, like by the Akedah, atafat dam brit, a little bit more, a tiny drop more, atafat dam brit. But the mayi chayi, a little bit more, I want. Lachniso bevritosh Avram. I saw a Michal Feinstein, the son-in-law of the Brisker, says something very interesting. He says that people think atafat dam brit is just to give us nick and blood should come out. He says, it's not true. There's a din of chituch. You have to cut basar to make that tafat dam brit. And he says that he always held that way, and he spoke to his father-in-law, the Brisker Rav, afterwards. The Brisker Rav said, 100% it's true. And then he quotes that he found in the Radak, that the Radak says also, tafat dam brit has to be that you're chotek to basar. So Avram Avinu didn't have basar. I thought you said he didn't have arla. The answer must have been, he cut for a little bit in the basar to make a tafat dam brit, and that's the lachniso bivrito shel Avram Avinu, that extra. What's the bracha that we make? That a father says, I'm being machnis my child to the brit of Avram, because what is the brit of Avram? Not to do what your mitzvah, but to do more than your mitzvah. Ken yikanes l'torah l'chupa ulamasim tovim. You know what a Brit is? Okay, like the Arabs. I won't hurt you and you won't hurt me. That's not what it is, right? It's more. It's a Brit Shalom, that I'm going to do more and I'm going to try more and I'm going to give more. That's Brit. Kishem shenichnas lebrit of Avram Avinu. What was the Brit of Avram Avinu? It wasn't just mitzuveh v'oseh. What was the Brit of Avram Avinu? To do more than your mitzuveh. Can you connect le Torah lechupa l'masim tovim? You hear the Brit of Avram? There's a beautiful thing that the Chazon Yecheskel, Zichrono Livracha, on the Tosefta of Cheskel Abramsky, he had a beautiful way with words to express hergeshim to Hashem. Beautiful. So he once got up at a Brit and he said, Hakadosh Baruch, you know what a Brit is? A Brit is a treaty between two sides. What's our side of the Brit? Our side of the Brit is that we cut our arla and we say, Torah, chuppah, masim tovim, we promise, so on and so forth. But Hashem, what's your side of the Brit? What are you giving us? And the answer is, you promise us, hinei, lo yanu v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. That's what you promised us. We kept our side of the deal today, now you keep your side of the deal. Beautiful. What am I trying to bring out? A Brit is an enemit suveva oseh. The Mesirat Nefesh of Avram, even though he was old, and even though it was painful, even though it was painful, what was the enemit suveva oseh? So I want to show you something interesting. Throughout the Dorot, the inyan of the milah was mesirat nefesh, even when they were not mitzvah to do it. It wasn't just to do milah when they were mitzvah. Even in cases where they were patur from the milah, Yehudim were moser nefesh to be mekayem. Ain't a mitzvah, even without the tzivui, to do the brit, to be nichnas lebrito shel Avram Avinu. And I'll tell you two beautiful stories. One is a personal story. I've told it to you before, but not everybody heard it. I want you to hear it. There was a Yehudi in my father's shul. He came in the 60s. He was a Russian, Ashkenaz Russian from Ruslan. From Ashkenaz Russia, from Ruslan. And he came late. He came in the 60s. And the first thing he did when he walked into the shul, he told my father that I'm from the concentration camps I went through, but I want you to know about me the following, that I had two children in the concentration camps. My first child was Met Machmat Mila. When my second child was born, I didn't know what to do, especially was in the concentration. Who's going to do the Mila for him? Who's going to do it? How are they going to do it? Anybody has a knife to do Brit Mila? So I said, I can't give up a second child. I just can't do it. And I thought, I said, no. I need my child should be Yehudi. I can't. In Yiddish, they used to say, Fayiddish. That's how they used to talk about having a Brit, to make my son a Jew. Fayiddish, my son. So I went over to a person with a white beard, and I said, are you maybe Moel? He says, I know how to do Mila, but I don't have with what to do Mila. I could do it with a sharp thing, but I it's dangerous. He says, I don't care. Fayiddish, mein kind. Make my son Jewish. And he gave his... This is what he told my father when he came. Now I want you to know something interesting about this person. He was Shomer Torah Mitzvah. He put on tefillin. He davened with minyanim. But the one chisaron he had, work on Shabbos. He couldn't give up the Shabbos morning to work. So he would go early to the work by train. Why would he go by train? Because he figured it's less chilul Shabbat if he goes by train. And he would go and have a guy open up the store, and he would set up to make sure everything's okay, and then he would come back for the shul to daven. He used to come to the shul to daven Shachos. But he kept the store open on Shabbos. When he passed away, so he had one child that was not religious, a girl, and he had a son that had a stroke the year before. It's probably this son. It might even been this son that they had Brit Mila on. And his son was incapacitated. He couldn't take care of the kfura of his father. So my father took care of it. He was the Rav. So he called up Rabbi Zon. He asked Rabbi Zon, listen, I know it's short notice, but I need a makam kfura for somebody. So he says, okay, I'll get back to you. I'll try to find. So they found a place that nobody wanted to buy because it was in a corner where it's not really place for two. But it's right next to one of the biggest admorim that ever walked the streets of America. You're talking about one of the most famous admorim, all right? Really, I mean, you're talking about the most famous admor maybe in America. So, but it's in a corner. There's one thing I have to ask, says Rabbi Yisrael. And what do you think the first question he asks? Is the person of Shomer Shabbos. From all the things you could add, the only thing that he had a chisaron is he had the Shabbos morning, the store. My father didn't know what to answer. So he says, give me an hour to think about it. Calls him back after an hour. He says, you got to make up your mind quickly because we got to buy it. And otherwise, so he says, bury him over there. And by the Levayah, I'll explain to you why I decide you should bury him there. At Levayah, my father got up and he said this story. He said, you see this Jew? This Jew gave up for Mila. He was ready to sacrifice his son. And because of this, he's buried next to this tzaddik. You see that Yehudim had tremendous mesiras nefesh where they were pater. It could be he was pater. I don't know, chuyav to give your child to Mila where it's the way you can. Mila was Eina mitzuvev oseh mesiras nefesh. Even on the Eina mitzuvev oseh. Avram Avinu lachniso bevito shel Avram Avinu. There's another story I heard someone told me, Rav Pesach Kron says it all, but I heard it from Shlomo Shadron directly. That the Kal of the Rebbe said over that there was a Russian family in Russia. They couldn't do the bris during the communist rule. They did a bris after a year. They finally were able to get the moel, everything, and hidden it after a year. They did the bris. They brought the baby to the mother, and the mother collapsed. Big rush. The mother collapsed. She fainted. So when the mother came to, they said, what you faint for? What happened? She goes, we were mekabel al atzmenu that we're not going to kiss the baby till he has a bris milah. For a year, we didn't kiss the baby. And after the bris, I gave him a kiss and I collapsed. This was the mesiras nefesh in the brit of the Eina mitzuvev oseh, which lays in Avram Avinu's lachniso bevito shel Avram Avinu, on the Eina mitzuvev, like the Ben Yoyada says, on the priya, like Reb Chaim's, that tafat dambrit that he did afterwards. He was not mitzvah, there was nothing there. More senefesh for that. And that's b'damayichayi. Abotai, Yadut needs mesirat nefesh. But it's important on the me'enu mitzvah, v'oseh. And it's Sivuyim, everybody does. What you're not mitzvah, that itself needs mesirat nefesh. Tell us, Taka Bizoche. The Torah, the Chuppah, the Masim Tovim, the mesirat nefesh that Avram gave us should go Taka into the children.
Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.